In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Amen. I'm sitting in the gazebo at the mouth of the Bosque at Cameron Park in Waco, Texas. It's really a beautiful spot. Beautiful Bosque River, which is a little bit green colored, meeting with the Brazos River and hearing the birds and feeling absolutely wonderful weather, which is soon to disappear in the wintertime. I just visited Gatesville Prison, Hughes Unit, and I'm really tired because I got up really early so that I could go see one of my guys who's in solitary right now, gotten a little trouble. He's been having a tough time. He's had a tough year, and I'm the only one who visits him, so somebody's got to do it, and got up early so that I would see him at 7 so that I could still make my meeting with the other guys, my regularly scheduled meeting at 8. And it's not optimum. It's loud. It's usually hot. There's a guard standing right beside me or just behind me because that's their rule. And I got to wear a Kevlar vest to theoretically keep me safe if there was an attempt to stab me or something. And the good thing is that it wasn't sweaty. Sometimes they're real sweaty. And I visited him within about 30 minutes, and he was so happy to see me. And I am reminded of basically the number one rule of life, or really the number one rule of ministry, especially in life. And that's just show up. It's number one. That's the number one rule of prison ministry, is show up. Just show up. There's some quote somewhere, I don't know what the percentage is, but I always say 90% of life is showing up. I just showed up. Didn't have anything profound to say to him except that I cared about him, I prayed for him, and he was happy to see me, and, you know, he's coming around, he's got a good attitude, and sooner or later, I'm going to be able to help him in a profound way, and have a friendship with him that stretches on for years. After I visited him, I went to the regular program, which is at the chapel. And normally I would have 7 or 8 guys. There were only 2. So this happens. Prison is a place where nothing changes and everything changes. Every day is the same, and yet every day is really different because stuff is different. And these guys, for some reason, couldn't get out. Maybe the guard didn't let them out, or they had to make store or something. So only 2 of them were able to get there. And we pressed on. I taught them the Kontakion for the Patriarch Joseph the All-Comely, who was our patron for our prison ministry. Very good patron, since he was in prison himself, and he suffered. And out of his suffering was great triumph. Taught them the Kontakion. It's in the 8th tone, and they sang it pretty good. At the end, they were singing it by themselves. Then we went through the contents of the Kontakion and therefore the contents of his life. It's really a very edifying life. And in the midst of teaching that, I kind of had a takeaway. And that is that biblical literacy is really important. When I say, you know, tell me something about Joseph the All-Comely, they should understand. When I say, how many sons did Jacob have? They should know. That kind of stuff is really important, because if we don't understand the basics, then how are we going to understand the spiritual meaning behind the basics? So I'm getting more and more to think that we don't need catechesis books. We need to teach from the scriptures and know them, of course, and know the services. If you don't know the services, you shouldn't be catechizing anybody. And teach from the scriptures. It's all there. Everything's there. So that's a big takeaway. Biblical literacy is very important, and I stress to them every single time that they better be reading the Gospels. They're supposed to read Matthew from the first chapter on and write to me their ideas and their reflections and something that hit them from each chapter that they read. And I'm following the same example, and so far I've sent them Matthew 1 and 2. And some of them write, and some of them don't, and, you know, prison ministry is just about showing up and repetition. You just tell people stuff, you encourage them to do it, and you just keep doing it even if some of them don't do it. So that's a really important takeaway. People need to learn the scriptures. It's sad how little people know the scriptures. And then another takeaway is that we were talking about chapter 1 of Matthew and the begats. And this is where I kind of had my idea, mostly about biblical literacy, because, you know, I say, what about Rahab and what about David and Bathsheba? And they didn't understand a lot of them. And so we went through various things like that, and we talked about how there's really a rogues gallery in the begats. And out of that imperfection came perfection. Really, that's the story of our life. It's certainly the story of a prisoner's life. That, you know, he made a mistake. He's in prison. And even if he didn't make a mistake and is in prison unlawfully, like Joseph the Uncomely was, still, he's got to make good on it. Something's got to happen that's good. And it's only going to happen if you make it happen. So there's nothing that you can't recover from. And appearances are always deceiving. And you just got to push on. And I think that's a wonderful message for us from the begats. I can tell you honestly, there are some of the dearest people I've ever met in prison. People that I am excited to see when I see them. That they light up my life. They warm my soul. There's just a pure decency in them and honesty in them and integrity. And I wouldn't trade this for the world. They thank me for coming, and I'm thinking, dude, I want to thank you that I can come, because it's really, really helpful. And another takeaway from this visit is keep it simple. Keep reminding them stuff. Like one of my guys, I said, do you read the Gospels? And, well, not that often. So I just got to keep reminding them, read the Gospels. And I keep sending them letters that have me talking about the Gospels. And therefore, eventually, maybe he'll start reading the Gospels, because he'll learn more from the Gospels than he will from me teaching him. Because the Gospels are life. They are the way to live. They're the way to think. They're the way to be. There is no better instruction manual. But it's not an ABC instruction manual like you'd see in assembling a toy or something. It doesn't proceed like that. It's all jumbled up. So you got to know it. You got to be familiar with it. And then it really seeps into your bones. So I'm going to keep it simple and keep reminding them to read the Gospels and reminding them to pray. Pray every day. Pray for the afflicted. Pray for those who are being persecuted. We talked about a lot of those people. A lot of the things that are happening now, people being beheaded and stuff. Well, let's not just talk about it. Let's pray. So I brought some petitions and we prayed for them. And I'm going to continue to remind my guys, read the Gospels and pray. And I'm going to do the same thing. And I'm going to show up. And that's prison ministry in a nutshell. Show up, teach them from the Gospel, pray for them, remind them about everything. Keep it simple. And my other takeaway from the day is, since I got up at 2:45 in the morning, I am beat. So I had to break my rule and have more caffeine than just the morning, in order to be able to function on the drive home. But now I'm here at the Bosque River. I'm about to go run on some hiking trails and sort of have my therapy, pray, and then drive home and get in traffic in Dallas because of not getting home at the right time. But what do? Life's a trade-off. I get to be in this beautiful weather in this beautiful park, and I have to sit in traffic a little bit longer. God bless you.